Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Janabala Bhagi Varadhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Janabala Bhagi Varadhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjan Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjan Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjan Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjan Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Prabhupada 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada Jai Jai Prabhupada 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada Jai Jai Gurudev 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 Jai Gurudev Jai Gurudev 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 Jai
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4 Chapter 11 Svayambhuva Manu advises Dhruva Maharaj Chapter Text 14 Correction. Text 13. Titikshaya Purunaya Maitriya Chakida Jantushu Samadvena Sasarvatma Bhagavan Samprasidati Titikshaya Purunaya Maitriya Chakida Jantushu Samatvena cha sarvatma bhagavan samprasidati Titikshaya karunaya maitriya chakila jantushu Samatvena cha sarvatma bhagavan samprasidati Titikshaya By tolerance Karunaya, by mercy. Maitriya, by friendship. Cha, also. Akila, universal. Jantushu, unto the living entities. Samatvena, by equilibrium. Cha, also. Sarvatma, the super soul. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Samprasidati, becomes very satisfied. Translation. The Lord is very satisfied with his devotee when the devotee greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is the duty of an advanced devotee in the second stage of devotional perfection to act in accordance with this verse. There are three stages of devotional life. In the lowest stage, a devotee is simply concerned with the deity in the temple, and he worships the Lord with great devotion, according to the rules and regulations. In the second stage, the devotee is cognizant of his relationship with the Lord, his relationship with fellow devotees, his relationship with persons who are innocent, and his relationship with persons who are envious. Sometimes devotees are ill-treated by envious persons. It is advised that an advanced devotee should be tolerant. He should show complete mercy to persons who are ignorant or innocent. A preacher devotee is meant to show mercy to innocent persons whom he can elevate to devotional service. Everyone by constitutional position is an eternal servant of God. Therefore, the devotee's business is to awaken everyone's Krishna consciousness. That is his mercy. As for a devotee's treatment of other devotees who are his equals, he should maintain friendship with them. His general view should be to see every living entity as part of the Supreme Lord. Different living entities appear in different forms of dress, but according to the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, a learned person sees all living entities equally. Such treatment by the devotee is very much appreciated by the Supreme Lord. Therefore, it is said, therefore, that a saintly person is always tolerant and merciful. He's a friend to everyone, never an enemy to anyone, and he is peaceful. These are some of the good qualities of a devotee. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Kuruna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrshabhan Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye pancha kalpatarupyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Titikshaya Karunaya Maitriya Chakila Jantushu Samat Venas Chasarvatma Bhagavan Samprasidati. Everyone is suffering. We suffer from the mind. The mind makes us identify with this material world, thinking that I'm a product of this material creation, which is dominated by the force of time, and so I feel that I will be happy in the future. But I have to acquire more and more. And there will be so much competition to get in that, for me to acquire more. So there's so much fighting. I'm thinking I'll be happy. And I'm envious to see when someone else is presently happy. This burden of hankering and envy is like a volcano which is boiling under the surface. On the outside, the volcano looks very pleasant until it erupts. Birds will be sitting there, all very sweet. Trees. But suddenly there's a rumbling from within and an explosion of flaming discharge rolls down the hill, decimating the peaceful appearance. Sometimes you see the volcano and you don't even know that it has the potential to explode. It just looks like a nice mountain. No. There will be many people who appear to be very satisfied. We may appear to be very satisfied. With our learning, culture, but unless our learning and culture lead to true knowledge, I am not this body, then at any moment we could erupt with anger. Guru Maharaj is being counseled. Thank you. avoid tamodvar, this anger which is described as the gateway to hell. How can we do it? In an age of quarrel and hypocrisy, how can we avoid it? If a man sees penny on the street, but he has $1,000,000. Then there's no agitation when he sees it. If he sees a dollar, there's no agitation when he sees that dollar. And if someone else runs up and takes the dollar before he could, he's not angry. Krishna consciousness is this, the treasure within each and every person's heart. It's worth more than any amount of money. Money can be taken away. When you spend it, it diminishes. But Krishna consciousness, whatever you have, if you engage it, if you use it, it expands. Therefore, your happiness, which is concomitant with Krishna consciousness, that happiness grows stably. Fear disappears. There's nothing to lose. Lust disappears when love rises in the heart. This is poetic language, but the point is that devotional service to the Lord means that I have no other desire but to please Krishna. And how do I please Krishna? He's so far away and so near that I can't see him at all. So I please his devotee, who's viscerally clear to me. He stands before me. And I have the opportunity to hear and serve. And what does he tell me to do? Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Hear and chant the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us full facility for hearing about Krishna, chanting the holy names. Bhagavad Gita even Krishna Prasadam. And all of these facilities are freely available to any person who's open enough to try. If any of us try to be Krishna conscious, we will get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to see us so Krishna conscious so much that with the tiniest endeavor on our part, he produces massive spiritual benefit. Endeavor is measured by sincerity. Means to have no hidden agenda, to be simple, straightforward. If we simply serve Krishna, that is humility. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna Amanina Manadina Kirtaniya Sarari. So if someone is happy, he's peaceful, this quality of life is what everyone wants. Therefore, it's the perfection of life. This is why Srila Prabhupada writes, "It is the duty of an advanced devotee in the second stage of devotional perfection to act in accordance with this verse." Even the first stage of Kanishtha Adhikari is perfection. But there are degrees of perfection. Perfect. It is perfect to come to the temple and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the rules and regulations, to offer some result of our work to the Lord, to bring Him a gift, to bow our head, to chant the holy names. And when we can do that congregationally, when we can cooperate and perform the same devotional service, the synergistic property expands the result of that perfection, and it becomes the second stage of devotional perfection. We should strive to be at that level where I can cooperate with the services of other devotees who are my friends. When I can hear submissively and serve those great devotees who are more advanced. More advanced in years, more advanced in qualities, more advanced in knowledge. Everyone who is great should be respected. And there's something great about everyone. when a devotee gradually experiences the greatness of others more and more, eventually there's a highest standard of devotional service where the devotee sees everyone as the greatest person, except for himself. But if we can start with seeing the greatness in the community of devotees around us, then we'll be in a position to share that mercy with others and see the greatness in innocent people. To find this, the beauty, the strength, the power that people manifest just to carry on in this world. And if we can acknowledge the sacrifice that they have to go through, and show how Krishna is relevant to them, how Krishna can help solve their problems, how Krishna can spark their love, that will be a very strong way to situate us in this higher level of devotional service, this second level of devotional perfection. This will please Krishna. Bhagavan samprasidati. The Lord is very satisfied when his devotee greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. Charity starts at home. We have to go through the stage of Kanishtadikar if we're going to achieve the level of Madhyamadikar. So first, we had better bow down to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, chant the holy names attentively, avoid distractions to our sincere practice of devotional service. Protect the fragile sprout of devotional service which has been planted in our heart by the spiritual master. Protect it from envious persons. Protect it from those who don't know that what they're doing is destructive. And put it safely in the lotus feet of the Lord, of his devotees, through devotional service. If we have the opportunity to live in the temple, or if we have the opportunity to live in the outside community, doesn't make a difference. We have to have shelter in any ashram. Ashram means shelter. Ultimately, shelter comes from the association of devotees. Our primary focus should be the words of the spiritual master. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya Arna Kuriho Mane Asha. We follow the instructions of the spiritual master. Worship those instructions. And meditate on those instructions. Then, as far as possible, we should cooperate with the devotees, the local devotees. We have to have the integrity to practice Krishna consciousness simply through bani, and we have to have the character to make friendship with the local devotees. When there is a bond of love between devotees or between in any community, that attracts others. Especially in the community of devotees, then we have to have this loving relationship. Then naturally, when people are contacted by the merciful outreaching devotees, then they'll visit the temple and they'll see that this is different. This is a safe place. This is a place where I'm respected, where I'm listened to. And I will therefore respectfully listen to them. When anyone comes to that point of submissive hearing, they're on the path out of pain. Because the message is freedom from the desire for sense gratification, which is dukkha yoni, the birthplace of all misery. So, how is it possible to get rid of anger in the age of quarrel and hypocrisy? Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, I became one. Kalau nasteva, 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 gatira nita. By devotional service, which in this age is primarily conducted through the chanting of the holy names. This is the emblem of a devotional mood. Love of God. Which satisfies the heart right now. One heart at a time. This will save be. Save so many persons from misery. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prema Vanyaya, this world will be inundated in a tidal wave of love of God. Our responsibility is to be ripples on the surface of that wave. Do our best to push it forward. There will naturally be some devotees who are very powerful who push us forward, and if we can just try to cooperate with their devotional endeavors, that is the perfection of our existence. Kṛtarāj śrīmad-bhāgavatam ki jāi, śrīla-prabhupāda ki jāi.